In your reporting, what can you tell us about how the district got to this point?
Well, the district has been in financial difficulty for quite some time. Since the current superintendent came on board in, I believe it was 2008, they've been making deficit reductions every year, significant deficit reductions. They've closed a school. They've cut, I believe it's 29 teaching positions as well as aid positions. I think they've made over $5 million in cuts, at least. And each year they continue to make more cuts. The district has a 72% poverty rate, so it relies heavily on general state aid. And in the past several years, the state has been prorating that state aid, and which has been having a negative effect on the district. In addition, the district is landlocked, and each year its EAV, Equalized Assessment Valuation, it has been dropping. So property taxes, their property tax base is going down. So it's just a confluence of a lot of factors that are affecting it.
If this measure is approved, the school days would be longer, Monday through Thursday. What would need to happen to move this plan forward at the state level?
They need to apply for a waiver from the Illinois State Board of Education in order to do this. The people that, in the past, those applicants that have filed for waivers, not necessarily for a four-day work week, none of them have been approved. The state has been clear that to apply for this, it can't be for economic measures, which kind of makes it difficult. They have to prove that it would be an innovative way to teach the students.
If all of this would be approved, let's say, when could the four-day week take effect?
The earliest it could take effect would be 2017, 2018.
It sounds like some of the options could be taken away if the state has to intervene. Have they heard from the state at all of what could happen if they don't take care of this issue themselves?
The state recently determined in an Illinois State Board of Education meeting to declare Streeter Elementary in financial difficulty. The next step for that would be they would be declared in financial oversight, and the state would basically take over the financial management of the district. They would have to submit a three-year deficit reduction plan that they would not be able to deviate from. If the deficit reduction plan that ISB is requiring is approved, then some of the cuts that they haven't been wanting to make, they're not going to have a choice. Those cuts are going to have to be made.